NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, a government agency here in the United States, has declared the drought that is currently happening in the state of California to be a totally natural phenomenon. And the, of course, the science is in, the people that are all in on climate change that is made or caused by activity caused by man, basically. Of course, they criticize the report, which is no surprise. But I really think that the last sentence in this article in Ars Technica that talks about this pretty much says it all. Until we get into the causes that are driving the sea surface changes in more detail, we are not likely to be able to fully ascribe the drought to either natural or human causes. And that's kind of my thought, right? Is that we just don't know enough about how the climate works and what makes it go one way or the other. The climate has been going on way longer than has been changing long before humans were even human, and will probably keep changing long after we're gone. So it's a very complex system, right? There's a lot of things we just don't know. We look at particular data points, and in fact, we'll relook at data points, and it seems like when you go back through some of the reports that have come out over the years, that it seems like different conclusions keep being reached each time, and I look at it a couple of different ways, right? There's just so much we don't know about it. I mean, let's face it. The guys who tell us what the weather is going to be tomorrow can't even get that right half the time. Weather is a function of the climate. And if we can't even get the weather right, then how the hell do you think the scientists can figure out what's causing climate change? I have a difficult time with that. Now, and I'm going to put that aside for a moment, because we get all hung up about whether the climate is changing or not and who's responsible and stuff, and I really don't think that's relevant, right? Because at the end of the day, if the climate is making a change for the worse and it's going to have a negative impact on humans, who really cares what causes the problem, right? So that means that you should, if you think that the climate is actually going to hell in a handbasket, you need to make changes, right? There's of course lots of things you can do. You can always try and lower your carbon footprint or whatever like that. But that's I feel like with all these different special interests that are going one way or the other on this, it's not in our best interest. There's some ulterior motive and somebody's making money on it, and we're not being told the truth. We're being told a very small amount of information, but the fact is we don't I don't think we've figured it out yet. We're nowhere near figuring out what's actually behind the climate, right? I mean, I think it's just silly. And so, I really try to avoid these discussions because why don't you do something about it if that's what you think? But who cares who's responsible? Because at the end of the day, whether it's man-made climate change or the climate is changing itself for things that are outside of human control, or both are responsible in some way, shape, or form, if it changes for the worse, right, we still have to do something about it. And that's what that's the approach we should be taking. We shouldn't be, you undermine your fundamental message by lying to people about, they're trying to scare people into, doing what you want to do. And is it the right thing to do? Who knows, right? I mean, so I think that's what the focus of this stuff should be. If we're trying to actually, make the world a better place or whatever, let's not lie to people. Let's tell them the truth and, let people make their own minds up about what they're going to do. And scaring them into thinking that the world's going to end, right? Every few years, it seems like there's another scare about it. And it's like, we're at the precipice of the point of no return. I've been hearing that for years. And it eventually rings hollow and people just are going to ignore it. So, maybe there's a better way to get the message out there. And I don't think the current method that's being used is going to work.